The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
We have gathered today to mourn the martyrdom anniversary of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam al-Muttaqeen, Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam, a person who became a symbol of justice itself. When a Christian writer of Lebanon gives the title to the book on the biography of Ali, he says, صوت عدالة الإنسانية, the voice of human justice. Who was Ali? And I would like to actually share with you some words of one of his close companions by the name of Sa'sa bin Sawhan. Sa'sa bin Sawhan was not only a companion of Amir al-Mu'mineen, he was an eloquent orator in his own right. Actually, sometimes he would even be asked Imam to give a speech in his presence. Muslims look at the political positions and then they assign honor and prestige to those who hold those positions. And this is what I would like to say, who was Ali in the views of Sa'sa bin Sawhan. Look at the majority of Muslims, even in their theological works, if you ask them, who was the most important after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will just automatically read the list of the Khulafa. And so for them, Khilafat itself was a position which gives honor and prestige to the holder of that position. But Sa'sa bin Sawhan had a very interesting view on this issue. When Imam Ali alayhi salam gave the first public speech about Khilafat, this is when the people actually accepted him as their leader. At the end of the speech, Sa'sa stood up and in his very eloquent manner said something which was profound. He said to Ali, زينت الخلافة وما زينتك. O Ali, you adorned the institution of Khilafat. It did not adorn you. The Khilafat became more zinat because of you. وَرَفَعْتَهَا وَمَا رَفَعَتْكَ. You elevated the status of Khilafat. It did not elevate you. وَهِيَ إِلَيْكَ أَحْوَجُ مِنْكَ إِلَيْهَا. And the Khilafat is more in need of you than you in need of it. And this is where we have to realize that Ali is a person in his own league. Don't compare with the companions, other companions of Rasulullah. No. They might be honored because of what they had, the Khilafat. But Ali is the one who gives the honor and elevation to the institution of Khilafat by itself by accepting it. Because Khilafat in the view of Ali was not an aim by itself. It was only a means of implementing a just rule. If justice cannot be implemented, then Khilafat or government in the views of Ali has no value at all. In three different places, in three different contexts, Amir al-Mu'minin actually describes that if there is a government which cannot implement a just rule, then it is not more than the sneezing of a goat. Just think about it. He's using very, local situation of that time. He says, the way you hear the sneezing of the goat, a government which cannot implement justice is not more than that. Or not more worthier than a patched up pair of sandals. You know, even the shoes which needs repair, the government which cannot implement justice is not more worth than that. And then he has another description where he says, A government which cannot implement justice among the people is not more important than the leaf in the mouth of a locust. Now, this last description is very interesting, and I would like to share with you the story behind it. Once in Kufa, a person by the name of Ash'as bin Qais, he was from the Munafiqeen. Later on, you know, he joined Muawiyah, even against Imam Hassan alayhi salam, and his son became one of the commanders of the Yazidi forces in Karbala against Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And so Ash'as bin Qais came to Amir al-Mu'minin one day with a flask of honey or a bottle of honey. Now remember, honey is sweet. But when Amir al-Mu'minin looked at the circumstances in which this person, Ash'as bin Qais, is bringing this item, you know, he realized that, you know, this is not normal. Because there was a case going on against Ash'as bin Qais in the court, in the Khilafat of Amir al-Mu'minin. And so for Ali, this honey was no more sweet. It actually was a poison, because this was being presented as a bribery. So Ali asked him very clearly, Asila, am zakat, aw sadaqa? What is this? Compensation for something? Or zakat? Or charity? فَذَٰلِكَ مُحَرَّمٌ عَلَيْنَا أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ. This is haram for us, especially the descendants of the Prophet, for Banu Hashim. So he immediately said, no, this is just a hadiyah. This is a gift I brought for you. And that is where Amir al-Mu'minin says, وَاللَّهِ لَوْ أُعْتِيتَ الْأَقَالِيمَ السَّبْعَ بِمَا تَحْتَ أَفْلَاكِهَا أَلَا أَنْ أَعْصِ اللَّهَ فِي نَمَلَةٍ. I would like you to pay attention to the words. He says, even if I am given all the domains of the seven heavens with all that exists under their skies so that I may disobey Allah in as little as أَسْلُبُهَا جِلْبَ شَعِيرَةٍ. If I am asked to give, you know, if I am given all these things in return for just one disobedience of Allah by snatching one grain of barley from an ant, مَا فَعَلْتُهُ. He says, I will, by Allah, I will not do so. وَإِنَّ دُنِيَاكُمْ عِنْدِي لَأَهْوَنُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ فِي فَمِ جَرَادَةٍ تَقْضَمُهَا. Because for me, your world is less in value than the leaf in the mouth of a locust that it is chewing. And this is where we have to realize that Ali, you know, when he was talking about it, this is not something, you know, of that time. He is a universal personality for us. His words also have relevance even now, especially when we talk about the concept of a just rule. This is the need of the time. And that is why people, when they look at the life of Ali bin Abi Talib, they always remember him and look at him as a role model for problems, even during our time. And so for Amir al-Mu'mineen Khilafat, or a government, you know, was not an aim and a goal by itself. And remember that the goal does not justify the means. Even the means to that goal has to be legit. Even though Khilafat and government was the right of Ali, but he refused to take it by force. When an individual like Abu Sufyan came after the events of Saqifa and offered his support and the support of his own tribe of Banu Umayyah to him, and Ali said, go away, I don't want your support. Because getting a Khilafat by your means would be that going through the means which is unjustified.